It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Lander separation commanded. Altitude 600 meters. Gravity turn. Altitude 400 meters. 300 meters. 200 meters. 80 meters. 60 meters. 50 meters. Constant velocity. 37 meters. 30 meters. 20 meters. 17 meters. Standing by for touchdown. Touchdown confirmed.
So cool to see the celebrating there. These guys have worked for much of their lives on the project, the Mars project, and then you see this kind of thing happen. It was breathtaking.
NASA's InSight, that's the name of this craft, landed safely on Mars this afternoon. They're hoping that they're going to get below the surface to take a look at some of the geology of the red planet. The JPL in Pasadena, as you just heard, the sound erupt there from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and Mission Control there. How crazy that was. They hugged, they cheered, they traded high fives, they ate peanuts. We learned about that.
It's very traditional, I guess. They do that.
Dr. Thomas Rabukin told us that he's pretty sure that he was very confident that this was going to be a success.
And I have to tell you, I walked around yesterday with on the campus here at JPL and asked people, who wants to bet $50 that this thing will work perfectly? With both spacecraft working, I couldn't find one.
You couldn't find anybody to take
that? Nobody wanted to bet. And they worked. They worked so perfectly. Actually, at the end, there's not a single data frame that was dropped.
How about that?
How about that?
You think about all the variables with that mission and pretty darn close to perfect.
Yeah. Well, if we're going to get to Mars, if we're going to put humans up there, we got to get everything as close to right as we can. I mean, you know, you think about how expeditionary the Mars, the moon landing, the Apollo program was. And we didn't lose anybody in the Apollo program in space. We lost people training, but we did not lose people in space. And that is a, it's an incredible feat to be able to do that. It's very dangerous stuff. I know these people, they sign up for it. They know what it, you know, they know what they're up against. But this is an amazing, amazing, amazing accomplishment today, what happened. And we have landed things on Mars before. But this is a very complex mission. How they did it, how they did it as quickly and as efficiently as they did it is the way that the space program needs to be able to get to get humans to Mars in the 2030s. You realize this thing took off 6 months ago.
And sent pictures back within minutes to Earth.
Yeah.
It's a little dusty because the dust had not quite settled yet, but amazing, just incredible to see, not only get word of the landing, but then see pictures that it was already feeding back. And you can imagine the data it'll feed back in the months to come.
So you think that flight to Phoenix is long?
You're like, wait a minute. How come
six
that's
months
that way?
Or something, you know. But we're getting faster. It's getting faster. We're getting there. This is a direct route. And then we had, as you point out, these briefcase satellites that flew along with it.
So cool.
They were able to transmit the signals from this lander back to Earth in a matter of minutes as opposed to hours as they would have been before.
Right.
So pretty great.
Pretty great. Exciting.
Yeah. I guess, when does Matt Damon get there? I don't know.
Just don't leave him this time.
But it's coming. All right, checking in at
number four.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Funeral for fallen Chicago police officer Samuel Jimenez took place in Des Plaines today. He was one of three people killed by a gunman at Mercy Hospital on Monday. Governor Rauner addressed the family with these remarks.
What we can do is pledge to you to always remember the life, the service, the dedication, and the sacrifice of Sam Jimenez. We will never let his memory die. We will celebrate his heroism for all eternity. God bless you.
Rahm Emanuel offered these condolences.
And we will never forget his service. And we will always remember his sacrifice. Crystal, we will always be here for you and your family. Today, tomorrow, and in the months and years to come. May God bless the Jimenez family. May God bless the memory of Samuel Jimenez. And may God bless and protect all his fellow officers.
And Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
And lastly, to Sam, I know you're watching. Many Chicagoans were saved because of you. Thank you so much for your dedication, commitment, and sacrifice. So on behalf of a heartbroken city and police department, Sam, may you rest in peace.
Chicago Police Patrolman Samuel Jimenez was 28. Judy, what do you have in the newsroom?
Five people, including a child, injured in a multi-vehicle crash in Chicago.
Watch Micah and Joe, Micah Mater, Joe Donlin, weeknights on WGN TV News at 9. And the Sun-Times reporting Mike Ditka released from the hospital in Naples, Florida, after being treated for his heart attack, which required a pacemaker.
Oh.
He's all geared up, ready for the final stretch here this season.
You knew he had to get out for this. Can't watch that in a hospital bed.
Yeah, no, you can't. Nope. Yep.
Doesn't work.
So, well, we're happy for the coach.
Yeah.
And he had just done playing golf. He's got a life down there, man.
He totally does.
I have spent time with him down there, and he has an amazing life in Naples. Naples is a great town, but
a lot of Chicagoans.
Oh, tons. And where he plays golf is one of the most spectacular places. It's like heaven on earth. So he's basically in heaven every day. And also, it turns out, in heaven, you're allowed to drive your golf cart on the greens.
And play through whatever you want.
And play through anywhere, anytime. You don't have to ever wait on a shot. I mean, that's basically how he plays. So it's nice.
Good for the coach.
We wish him the best. He is a great dude. All right. Checking in on the top five at
number three.
General Motors says it's going to halt production at 5 factories in the U.S. and Canada next year, cut more than 14,000 jobs. The president says he's not happy about the news, and he left the White House for a campaign stop. He's at the helicopter pad, and he said they had just spoken with the GM CEO, Mary Barra.
Well, we don't like it. I believe they'll be opening up something else. And I was very tough. I spoke with her when I heard they were closing. And I said, you know, this country's done a lot for General Motors. You better get back in there soon. That's Ohio. And you better get back in there soon. So we have a lot of pressure on them. You have senators. You have a lot of other people. A lot of pressure. They say the Chevy Cruze is not selling well. I say, well, then get a car that is selling well and put it back in.
Yeah, Lordstown, Ohio, main assembly plant for that Chevy Cruze, which, as we just heard from Paul Bryan, it's not selling well.
Yeah.
But whether or not they'll put something there or not, no announcement from GM on that.
Right.
It's the hope, but oh my gosh, 14,700 jobs. It's a lot, 15% of the workforce.
He also defended the use of tear gas down at the border yesterday.
They're not. They had to use because they were being rushed by some very tough people, and they used tear gas. And here's the bottom line. Nobody's coming into our country unless they come in legally.
All right. Okay.
The tear gas pictures were very difficult to see. Because, you know, you look at the moms and babies and that kind of thing, you know, running from it. And they say they were throwing it only at the men in the group, but it's tough to do, isolate that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that this... I'm not... I certainly was not right for the people to, you know, try to run across. And they, you know, they got amped up. They were staying at an indoor stadium in Tijuana. And there were some folks in there that incited them to, you know, rush to the border and do this. And there were anywhere, the White House says 1,000. There were earlier reports were 500, whatever. It was hundreds of people who rushed, including women carrying their children and little children and all of that, who were incited up into doing that. And you know, by whom and for whatever reason is unclear, but it does not, it doesn't help the situation. And then the Mexican government is not quite sure what to do with these folks. But the president then saying he's just going to shut down the border, which he said earlier today. Is he'll just shut it down indefinitely. That's really not possible.
Right. But he said that the tear gas was used in response to bottles and rocks being thrown, endangering the lives of the border agents as they were trying to rush the border.
It's a bad situation.
They had to do something.
That is what we have learned. Yeah. All right, checking in at
number two.
Ralph Breaks the Internet broke the box office.
Woo.
It is the second highest Thanksgiving 5-day opening of all time. $85 million gave Disney Animation Studios top three Thanksgiving debuts ever. Sequel to Wreck-It Ralph finds John C. Reilly's video game character taking a trip into the internet.
What did you say your name was?
Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph.
Well, Wreck-It Ralph, you are trending, and these are for you. Heart. Heart.
I totally want to see that.
Wreck-It Ralph did very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Ralph Breaks the Internet. It's an interesting franchise because it's kind of it's built as much as a social commentary as it is a cartoon for kids.
Can be appreciated on many levels.
Yeah, very cool. All right. And Richard Roper gave it, I think, 3 stars.
Three stars. 3 stars.
And it is, and his review is up on WGNRadio.com.
Number one.
Kim Kardashian West may have been a designated driver for her sisters as a teenager, but on last night's Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she said she'd like to take the ecstasy when she was a little younger, which could explain her first marriage and the sex tape.
I got married on ecstasy.
Oh. I had no idea.
No, the first time. I did ecstasy once, and I got married. I did it again. I made a sex tape. Like, everything bad would happen.
You were high on ecstasy when you had that sex tape?
Absolutely. Everyone knows it. Like, my jaw was shaking. Like, the
I
whole
thought
time.
That was because of sucking the old sausage.
No, this is my move. Yeah.
Stay off the X.
Well, that explains it, then.
Right. See, we weren't looking for the shaking jaw in that video.
No.
If we had only seen that.
You didn't notice that?
That would have been the tell that we were looking for. Well, her jaw was busy for part of it, so there was that. She had that issue. Hard to tell if that was shaking. Oh, poor Ray J. Those are words that have never been said before.
Never.
Oh, my God.
Be dangerous, a shaky jaw in that situation.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. Why does she need to tell us this now? I was saw the story this morning, and I'm thinking, why now, after all the things that have happened, and all the success they've had, you know, why does she want to go back and remind us of the sex tape or the fact that she's been married? She's been married twice before, right? Before Kanye.
I didn't even know she talked about the sex tape.
She was married, you know, the first time for a couple of years, and then the second time for 62 days or something.
That's right.
Yeah.
To that basketball player.
I think she's trying to explain her bad decisions by saying she made a bad decision to do ecstasy, which is just funny.
Yes.
Like saying, sorry, I was drunk.
I just did ecstasy twice. I only made two bad mistakes in my life, and it was all based on ecstasy. Well, maybe three, but I don't know. Whatever.
Two minor mistakes, getting married and putting a sex tape together. Just those two little things.
Small things. She's glad she did ecstasy then.
Yeah. Well, ecstasy. So in other words, ecstasy created her career.
That's right. She can thank ecstasy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that she'd have been quite where she is today, or the entire Kardashian family would be where they were it not for that. So you got that going for you.
Good for Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
What is there left for her to reveal?
Role model.
Why she married Kanye. I think that's the next piece.
Okay.
Or when they're filing. I think that's what we want to find out. All right, hold on. Let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.
Gina Padlock has the news.